certain guys in the league, like a Manning or a Brady or a Danny Thomas, who are just flat out scary good. Is Devin Hester that way on special teams?
Yes.
How much more do you have to emphasize? You emphasize special teams every week to your team, but I mean, is there an added emphasis knowing that they don't even need to score an offense to win with him returning punts and kicks?
Yes. Yes. No, he's a game breaker. He was great in college. You know, he can make things happen. You know, he's got the unique skills that most people don't have. You know, that's why I think before it's over, he'll go down as the best punt return and kickoff return man ever. Just looking at what he's done in the first couple years.
Will you kick
them? Pardon me?
Will you kick them?
You're gonna have to show up. Have to show up. See what happens.
Better than Dante Hall was in his prime.
Well, I think he will be. I don't know if he will or not. I just, you know, what I've seen of him with his size, his quickness, his ability to make plays, I think he'll do it both in punt and kickoffs.
Mike, can you talk about the status of your running backs at this point, like Travis and Kelce, how Selvin is?
I really don't know at this time. Nobody will practice today. Selvin will not practice. Travis will not practice. Still a little bit sore, both guys, and so it'll be day by day. I'll give you an update each day. I really don't know at this time. No, it's a strain. Strain. Very similar to what happened to Louis Green, you know, in preseason. It's not, MRI was negative, but you do see a strain, and it's quite sore.
Have you heard from the league about Travis's?
No, have not. You know, I've got my brothers and my brother and my sisters and a bunch of cousins, and it costs a lot this week for tickets, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's always, you know, I was a Bear fan growing up, and obviously that's my home, so it's always nice to go back home.
It's kind of amazing that you've never gone there as a head coach for a regular season as a Broncos head coach.
Is that right? I haven't? That was here?
No, it was Soldier Field 93.
93? Raiders, last, I think it was my last preseason game. In fact, it's the first game I won, so I kind of remember that. I think we were 0-3 in preseason with the Raiders, so kind of got bailed out in Chicago last preseason game. Obviously, the rest is history. Didn't turn out too good for me, but that was one pleasant memory.
What are your memories of the Bears growing up?
Oh, you know. Sometimes as a Green Bay fan, depending on who was winning, they were both pretty close to each other. But, I guess Dick Butkus was the guy, and, you know, Dick Butkus and, you know, the Chicago Bears, that guy was a big football fan. So, you know, you just, big Bear fan, cousins, family, you know, doesn't matter if they're winning or losing. You're hoping the Bears would find a way to pull it out.
Did you wear a Bears hat, Bears jersey, Bears jacket growing up? Mom and dad dress you up in that, or is it?
No, never did get those. Would like to add one of those, though.
Like how much do you think just your Chicago roots has shaped your personality
today? Well, I think everybody's a product of their environment. You know, felt very fortunate to be raised where I was raised in that area, and great upbringing. Enjoyed the environment in Chicago, and going to school at Eastern Illinois, just a couple hundred miles away. So, you know, I'd go home and work during the summers. It was a great experience as a kid. Great place to grow up. Great place to visit.
Kind of a tough city. That's what everybody knows
about. Yeah, I guess, you know, all depends where you're from. But it's sure a good place to grow up. Okay, thanks.